Let's take a look at some examples of common mortgage fraud schemes. The straw buyer is a scheme where the loan applicants with good credit are used by fraud perpetrators to obtain a mortgage loan for a property. This scheme is apparent when the straw buyer is not the one making mortgage payments and the buyer does not intend to occupy the residence. The loan usually results in a default. An error loan is a type of mortgage fraud where individuals or groups create a fake loan transaction for properties that either don't exist or have inflated values. The term error loan essentially refers to the fact that these loans are based on thin air. There is no real property backing them. This type of fraud typically involves multiple layers of deception and often requires a collaboration among several individuals, including mortgage brokers, appraisers, and even the borrower. The double sales scheme occurs when one mortgage note is sold to more than one investor. This is typically committed by a mortgage broker who takes a borrower's information to a warehouse lender for funding. The borrower is also usually in on the scam as well. Different lenders will approve the loan, and closings on the property happen within a span of a few days, so each lender does not learn of the multiple sales. The short sale. This scheme involves a borrower who's in default on his loan and seeks to sell the property in order to retire the loan. Being unable to sell the property for enough to do so, he approaches the lender with an offer from someone to purchase the property at less than its fair market value and requests the lender accept less than the outstanding balance and release the mortgage so that clear title can pass to the purchaser. The lender is provided a copy of the sales contract and an undervalued appraisal. He agrees to accept a short payoff and release the property. Both the purchaser and borrower benefit from this transaction. The short sale. This scheme involves a borrower who's in default on his loan and seeks to sell the property in order to retire the loan. Being unable to sell the property for enough to do so, he approaches the lender with an offer from someone to purchase the property at less than its fair market value and requests that the lender accept less than the outstanding balance and release the mortgage so that clear title can pass to the purchaser. The lenders provide a copy of the sales contract and an undervalued appraisal. He agrees to accept a short payoff and release the property. Both the purchaser and the borrower benefit from this transaction. Ponzi schemes are another common example of mortgage fraud. In these investment clubs, fraudsters will purchase property that was recently foreclosed on or acquired at an REO sale for very low prices. They then artificially inflate the prices on these properties to sell to unsavvy investors or borrowers, defrauding them for large amounts in the process. Property flipping, which has become a very lucrative real estate career for many individuals, is also a common mortgage fraud scheme if practiced illicitly. Property flipping becomes illegal when a property is purchased cheaply and then resold immediately at an artificially inflated value. This usually involves faulty appraisals with minimum remodeling or work done on the structure that is normally seen as a property flip.